This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 2 p.m. news. The headlines first. House of Representatives resumes debate on annual policy and program, 35 amendment proposals registered. State Affairs and Good Governance Committee under the lower house to inspect holding centers for landless and squatter communities. Foreign Minister Sisir Khanal calls for stronger, strong inter-agency coordination to improve service delivery. And Chinese and U.S. presidents hold high-level talks in Beijing, focusing on trade and security. Now, the news in detail. The House of Representatives has resumed deliberations on the government's annual policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year 2083-84 Vikram Sambat. At today's meeting held at the Federal Parliament Building in Singhadarbar, Speaker Dol Prasad Arial informed lawmakers that 35 amendment proposals had been registered. Members are currently presenting their views on these amendments. The session is focused on policies and programs earlier presented by President Ramachandra Powdel at a joint sitting of Parliament on Monday. During the meeting, Speaker urged the parliamentarians to maintain parliamentary decorum and avoid unparliamentary language, citing relevant provisions of the House rules. Lawmakers during today's session also drew the government's attention to a range of public concerns, including fire incidents in Madhya province, rising snakebite cases, and issues faced by farmers. Parliamentarians also urged the government to improve its response to natural disasters and public health risk and to strengthen accountability to the parliament, stressing the need for effective service delivery, disaster management and responsible governance. Likewise, Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle is expected to respond to queries raised during the debate and present proposals related to the Appropriation Bill, principles and priorities for the upcoming fiscal year. The meeting follows an earlier disruption by opposition parties who had demanded the presence of the Prime Minister, leading to a postponement of the agenda to today. Meanwhile, newly appointed House of Representatives Secretary Prakash Adhikari took the oath of office and secrecy today. Speaker Dol Prasad Arial administered the oath during a ceremony held at the Federal Parliament Secretariat in Kathmandu. Following the oath-taking ceremony, Secretary Adhikari officially assumed office today. The State Affairs and Good Governance Committee under the lower house has decided to conduct field inspections of holding centres established for landless people, squatters and residents displaced from unmanaged settlements. A committee meeting held at Singhadarbar today decided to monitor holding centres, including the facility in Banipa, after reports that some sites had not yet been visited by any parliamentary committee. The meeting also reviewed the government's ongoing work related to the management of landless people and squatters in the Kathmandu Valley. Officials from the Ministry of Urban Development and other concerned agencies participated in the discussion. Minister for Foreign Affairs Sisir Khanal has instructed officials at the ministry to strengthen coordination and ensure effective implementation of ongoing works, stressing that cooperation among all stakeholders is essential to address existing challenges. Speaking at the ministry's Ministerial Development Action Committee meeting held yesterday, Minister Khanal emphasized the need for prompt and efficient service delivery and urged officials to remain prepared to resolve operational issues as they arise. Vice Chairperson of the National Planning Commission, along with senior officials from the ministry and representatives of relevant agencies, attended the meeting. The World Bank has expressed interest in expanding its cooperation and investment in Nepal's education sector. During a meeting at the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology, World Bank Country Director for Nepal, David Sislin, discussed ongoing education reforms and infrastructure development and the promotion of technology-based learning. According to the ministry, the discussions focused on strengthening partnerships to improve access to quality education and support long-term reforms. The Consulate General of Nepal in Kolkata organized an interaction program on Wednesday focusing on Nepal's trade, transit and investment facilitation. The program brought together stakeholders to discuss ways to enhance Nepal-India cooperation in trade, logistics, connectivity and investment promotion. Representatives from Kolkata's port, Kolkata Customs, Customs Agents Association from both Nepal and India, along with other officials and stakeholders, took part in the program. Vehicular movement has been suspended along sections of the BP Highway in Kabri-Polanchok as well as the Hilsa Simcoe Road in Humla due to flood risk and ongoing road construction works. According to Nepal Police Headquarters, traffic along the Khurkot-Nepal-Thok-Kotunje-Besi section of the BP Highway has remained closed daily from 5 p.m. to 5 a.m. starting May 4th until further notice, citing possible flooding threats. Similarly, transportation along the Hilsa Simcoe Road section has been halted due to road widening work with heightened risk of falling rocks and landslides in Namkha Rural Municipality 2 in Humla District. Authorities have urged travelers and transport operators to use caution and follow official advisories. The route for climbing Sagarmatha, also known as Mount Everest, has officially opened for this year's spring mountaineering season following the completion of rope-fixing work to the summit. According to the Department of Tourism, the rope-fixing mission from Everest Base Camp to the summit was completed yesterday morning, paving the way for climbers preparing summit attempts. Meanwhile, Manaslu, the world's eighth highest peak standing at 8,163 meters, has completed 70 years of mountaineering history with a total of 3,643 climbers successfully reaching its summit since the first ascent on May 9, 1956. To mark the 70th anniversary of the first ascent, commemorative events were organized in Gorkha and Pokhara by Nepal Mountaineering Association in coordination with Chumnumri Rural Municipality and the Manaslu Conservation Area Project. During the celebrations, statues of the first summiteers were unveiled in recognition of their historic achievements. In the meantime, the Nepal Tourism Board has urged the public and media outlets not to spread unverified reports regarding travel restrictions for Indian tourists visiting Nepal. In a statement issued, the board said reports claiming that Nepal has introduced mandatory identity card requirements for Indians crossing the Nepal-India border, imposed a 30-day limit on stays, or authorized confiscation of vehicles for overstays as false and misleading. Reaffirming that Nepal remains a safe and welcoming destination, the Tourism Board urged media organizations, tourism stakeholders and the public to rely only on official government sources for accurate information on tourism policies and travel regulations. The 15th century historic and cultural Tizi Festival has begun in Lomangthang, drawing locals and tourists to the historic walled city of Upper Mustang. The three-day Buddhist cultural festival started on Wednesday with a display of a large thangka featuring the image of Guru Padmasambhava Rinpoche in front of the Lomangthang Palace, along with worship and rituals performed according to religious traditions by the communities residing in Lomangthang and the vicinity. Observed for centuries in the Himalayan region, the Tizi festival symbolizes hope, peace and the victory of good over evil. Officials from the Annapurna Conservation Area Project say more than 250 foreign tourists along with many domestic visitors have arrived to observe the festival this year. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Chinese President Xi Jinping and U.S. President Donald Trump held high-level talks in Beijing today following a grand official welcome ceremony hosted by China. The nearly two-hour meeting focused on a range of sensitive bilateral and global issues including trade, tariffs, technology competition and regional security. Speaking after the talks, U.S. President Trump described the discussions as great and praised Xi's leadership. Chinese President Xi said the common interest shared by China and the United States outweigh their differences and stressed the importance of stable ties between the world's two largest economies. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that the weather is likely to remain generally cloudy across Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, as well as the Himalayan and hilly regions of the country, while the Tarai region will likely remain partly cloudy today. There is a possibility of moderate rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning at some places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Kosi province, as well as Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at a few places in the remaining Himalayan and hilly regions, and at one or two places in the Tarai regions of Mades, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and the Pashim provinces. The division has also stated that there is an influence of a westerly low pressure system and local winds along with a low pressure area in the lower atmosphere at present. And temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 16 to 18 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 25 and 27 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. House of Representatives resumes debate on annual policy and program, 35 amendment proposals registered. State Affairs and Good Governance Committee under the lower house to inspect holding centres for landless and squatter communities. Foreign Minister Sisir Khanal calls for a strong inter-agency coordination to improve service delivery. And Chinese and U.S. presidents hold high-level talks in Beijing, focusing on trade and security. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 8 p.m. You can also catch us on air, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins at your convenience. Stay tuned. Have a good day.